We're doing the story of Abba Tachana. Abba Tachana was known as Abba Tachana HaChassid, the pious. And we have to know that when we use these terms, so these terms have meaning. Rabbi Yehuda, who the Rishon, was known as Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the pious. There are a few people who get the term Chassid, and there are a few people who get the term Kadosh. And the Gemara questions, why was Rebbe called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? The Gemara discusses it. We know the Shlo was known as the Shlo HaKadosh, the Orachaim HaKadosh. No. So that's a new thing, that people, the Rabbeim, try to get the kids to have appreciation. When they read Rashi, so they start reading and they say, Zok the Heilige Rashi. That's very nice. But I don't, my tradition from Rav Pesen Zatzal, when we were at the Sima Mishnayos, the Sima Shas, last time, so when they started Brachos, there was a rabbi who read the Gemara, and then he started Rashi, and he began that way, Zok the Heilige Rashi. And Rav Pesen in the Shir, the next Shir following that, commented that that's not his tradition, that Kadosh was not said about Rashi. Rashi was great, amazing, above and beyond what we fathom. But the term Kadosh is saved for specific people. So Abba Tachana had this title of Chassid, the pious. On a different occasion, we have to discuss what does the term Chassid really mean. And all week long, he'd work out of the city. Friday afternoon, he'd come home carrying a pack with food and clothes, what his family needed. And you could imagine carrying food for a week for his family for the upcoming week. That was quite a pack, quite a bundle. And he'd rush home because he's coming home Friday afternoon. He has to be home on time. Now, he's walking swiftly towards the city and he sees a man lying on the road, and the man is sighing and weeping. And Abba Tachana goes near him and he sees that the man is wounded from head to toe. He's wounded. And he's so wounded that he can't move. He's lying there on the floor, weeping and sighing in pain. And the man begs Abba Tachana. He says, Rebbe, save me. Please, take me into the city. I can't walk in. I'm so ill. If I stay here alone, I'm going to die of hunger and I'm going to die of my wounds. And Abba Tachana said, he said to himself, you know, I don't have strength to carry my package and this person. If I leave my package, so then could be that the package will be stolen. I won't have time to come back before Shabbos and pick it up. What am I and my family going to live from? This is what I worked for all week. You know, a person doesn't leave his family for a full week unless he really has to. So his whole family is relying on this food and he has nothing else. And if he brings the food home first and he leaves the sick person over there on the path, he might die. So Abba Tachana quickly does the calculation that he's going to bring the person home and he'll figure out what to do about the package later. He leaves his package, takes the man on his shoulders, and slowly, carefully, gently carries him home, lies him on his bed, and he quickly runs back to the place where he left his package. And when he approaches the place, now I just want to tell you guys something. When you're telling the story to children, I'm a big believer in suspense. You reach a point like this in the story, you stop, just like I just stopped, and now the children are interested. But what happened? Was the package there or not? So when he reaches the place, he sees that the package is there. He swoops it up and starts rushing back to the city. But the clock has ticked. And as he enters the city, the sun has already set. And everyone's in shul, and they're dressed for Shabbos. Abba Tachana is entering the city, dressed in his dungarees. He's carrying this huge package on his shoulder. And everyone wonders, this is Abba Tachana the pious? He's entering the city on Friday night, Leil Shabbos, dressed like that. He's so careful with mitzvot. Look how he's desecrating the Shabbos. And and Abba Tachana also thought, maybe I've desecrated Shabbos. Uh-oh. And God saw how Abba Tachana is standing there in that second when everyone's looking at him. They're dressed in their Shabbos clothes. He's in his dungarees. They're carrying their siddur. He's carrying the package. And he feels bad. And Hashem made it that suddenly everyone saw the sun shining. And when everyone saw the sun shining, they recognized, wait a second, it's not yet sunset. It's not yet Shabbat. And Abba Tachana rushed home, cleansed himself, got dressed for Shabbos, and went to shul. And he had two reasons to rejoice. One, he performed the mitzvot the way he should. And two, Hashem helped him out, that Hashem showed him that he hadn't desecrated the Shabbos, and that he had succeeded in performing both of these mitzvot without, chas v'chalila, desecrating the Shabbat.